This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. As a warning to those listeners under the age of 18, those adults under the age of 18, and those children over the age of 17, as well as all other living beings, you may wish to turn your radio in the other direction. You may wish to turn your radio inside out at this time. Until 7 o'clock, you might find yourself listening to a live improvised experiment with you. Thank you.
Japanese and American atomic bomb survivors, and from today's anti-nuke activists. I'm Amy Pomerleau, your host this week on Making Contact.
It's become kind of folklore that's what's happened. The president went...
You're saying that nobody in the administration said that?
I can't speak for nobody. Everybody in the administration and say nobody said
the
that.
The vice president didn't say that?
Not, if you have any citations, I'd like to see them.
The country was pretty well unified behind the war effort.
Lincoln Graffs was 19 when he heeded calls from President Franklin Roosevelt and volunteered for the Navy. He says in those days, fascism posed a direct threat to the U.S. and others around the world.
Here it says, some have argued that the nuclear threat from Iraq is not imminent, that Saddam is at least 5 to 7 years away from having nuclear weapons. I would not be so certain. Close to him.
I've tried to be precise and I've tried to be accurate.
No terrorist state poses a greater or more immediate threat to the security of our people and the stability of the world than the regime of Saddam Hussein in Iraq.
My view of the situation was that he had, we believe, the best intelligence that we had in other countries.
The atomic bomb program.
Under the ruined rubble, and the body was covering eyes and ears with hands, and the body was covering eyes and ears with hands, and the body was covering eyes and ears with hands, and the body was covering.
Children in Oakland formed a Soviet club.
The body was covering eyes and ears.
Place your left hand on the Bay Bible and raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend.
Photographs taken by Japanese were ordered to be turned into Americans, and the film footage which the Americans took from the immediate aftermath of the bombs was held secret by the Americans until the 1960s.
And since journalists weren't allowed to file stories or photos from the bombed cities, the censorship effectively extended worldwide.
Thank you. in Geneva to present to the 40-nation Conference on Disarmament a bold American initiative for a comprehensive worldwide ban on chemical weapons.
Of the atomic bombing right after the bombing for a few days or so, probably there wouldn't be the nuclear arms race between the United States and the former Soviet Union. Actually, the majority of the people of the world really don't know what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Out of the hospital 17 times. So from above my knee, my bone was...
Our proposal would prohibit the production, possession, and use of chemical weapons.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
I'm told that tens of thousands of prayer meetings are being held on this day. For that, I'm deeply grateful. We are a nation under God, and I believe God intended for us to be free.
Reagan, do solemnly swear.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability,
and will to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
For that, I'm deeply grateful. We are a nation under God, and I believe God intended for us to be free. It would be fitting and good, I think, if on each inaugural day in future years, it should be declared a day of prayer. This is the first time in our history that this ceremony has been held, as you've been told, on this west front of the Capitol. Standing here, one faces a magnificent vista opening up on this city's special beauty and history. At the end of this open mall are those shrines to the giants on whose shoulders we stand. Directly in front of me, a monument to a monumental man, George Washington, father of our country. A man of humility who came to greatness reluctantly. He led America out of revolutionary victory into infant nationhood. Off to one side, the stately memorial to Thomas Jefferson, a Declaration of Independence flames with his eloquence. And then beyond the reflecting pool, the dignified columns of the Lincoln Memorial. Whoever would understand in his heart the meaning of America will find it in the life of Abraham Lincoln.
they connected it with radioactivity. In my service record, it doesn't say anything about it. Nobody ever told me that they connected it with radioactivity. In my service record, it doesn't say anything about it. Nobody ever told me that they connected it with radioactivity. In my service record, it doesn't say anything about it. Nobody ever told me that they connected it with radioactivity. In my service record, it doesn't say anything about it. Nobody ever told me that they connected it with radioactivity. In my service record, it doesn't say anything about it. Nobody ever told me that they connected it with radioactivity. In my service record, it doesn't say anything about it. Nobody ever told me that they connected it with radioactivity. In my service record, it doesn't say anything about it. Nobody ever told me that they connected it with radioactivity. In my service record, it doesn't say anything about it. Nobody ever told me that they connected it with radioactivity. In my service record, it doesn't say anything about it. Nobody ever told me that they connected it with radioactivity. In my service record, it doesn't say anything about it. Nobody ever told me that they connected it with radioactivity. In my service record, it doesn't say anything about it. Nobody ever told me that they connected it with radioactivity. In my service record, it doesn't say anything about radiation sources.
Thank you. Senator Hatfield, Mr. Chief Justice, Mr. President, Vice President Bush, Vice President Mondale, Senator Baker, Speaker O'Neill, Reverend Umar, my fellow citizens. To a few of us here today, this is a solemn and most momentous occasion.
Had
yet in the history of our nation, it's a commonplace occurrence. The orderly transfer of authority is called for in the Constitution. Routinely takes place as it has for almost two centuries. And few of us stop to think how unique we really are. In the eyes of many in the world, this every four-year ceremony we accept as normal is nothing less than a miracle.
Endocrine system.
Mr. President,
half of her pancreas.
I want our fellow citizens to know how much you did to carry on this tradition.
And she ultimately,
by your gracious cooperation in the transition process, you have shown a watching world that we are a united people, pledged to maintaining a political system which guarantees individual liberty to a greater degree than any other.
But
I thank you and your people.
When she was 20 years old, and she ultimately died with a brain tumor. My daughter, who was conceived about a year after I was exposed, had trouble all through her teenage years with her endocrine system. She had half of her pancreas removed because of growths when she was 20 years old, and she ultimately died with a brain tumor. My daughter, who was conceived about a year after I was exposed, had trouble all through her teenage years with her endocrine system. She had half of her pancreas removed because of growths when she was 20 years old.
Walt Disney was a conservationist. Walt Disney was a conservationist.
My daughter, who was a conservationist.
Walt Disney was a conservationist.
Walt Disney
was a conservationist. Walt Disney was a conservationist.
Walt Disney
was a conservationist. Walt Disney was a conservationist.
Endocrine system. She had half of her pancreas removed because of growths when she was 20 years old, and she ultimately died with a brain tumor. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn,
was born with a greater degree than any other. And I thank you and your people.
Had it since failed in maintaining the continuity, which is the bulwark of our republic.
And they sat by the river when they fished in the water, when they talked, when they wiggled, singing.
Glad to have a friend like you, fair and fun, skipping and free. Glad to have a friend like you, and glad to just be.
Economic affliction of great proportions. We suffer from the longest and one of the worst sustained inflations in our national history. It distorts our economic decisions, penalizes thrift, crushes the struggling young and the fixed income elderly alike. It threatens to shatter the lives of millions of our people. Idle industries have cast workers into unemployment, human misery, and personal indignity. Those who do work are denied a fair return for their labor by a tax system which penalizes successful achievement and keeps us from maintaining full productivity, dignity. Those who do work are denied a fair return for their labor by a tax system. Successful achievement and keeps us from maintaining full productivity. But great as our tax burden is, it has not kept pace with public spending. For decades, we have piled deficit upon deficit, mortgaging our future and our children's future for the temporary convenience of the present. To continue this long trend is to guarantee tremendous social, cultural, political, and economic upheaval. 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 Guarantee tremendous social, cultural, political, and economic upheaval.
No life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
Although you may have been warned, that gives no explanation or excuse. Saying before, no other time. Today and now. And also, therefore, here is the time in which I would tell you that you are listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Mixed and happening live in this moment, only in this moment, depending on which moment this is, that is, probably and possibly, if you're in this moment, then this is the moment in which this is happening. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza is a live, improvised, experiment with sounds and sound, and it sounds like you can hear it every single week. From 6 until 7 p.m., if you are here, if it is Tuesday, if you know what time it is and where it is that time, then that is the time, and that is where, and this is here. And in all those other times, you can listen on the internet. There is a web address. You can find it. You can type in Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, but not just anywhere. Certain places that you type it may yield the results that I speak of, and certain places may yield the results that you dream of. But also, if you go to the webpage at the address counterfolk.com/last-ever, you may find yourself at the webpage that gives you the opportunity right there and then, and in a way that's now, to listen to shows that happened in a past now. You are free to convert that into a present now. Make all transformations of units accordingly. From there, and also from within your email program, there are ways that you can send a comment. It is up to you to decide what that means. The address is ken@counterfolk.com. I would experience a certain emotion, which will be determined at the time if you would do so. And there are times at which, and those times may happen between 6 and 7 p.m. right here on Tuesdays, that if you called up, this doesn't exactly work if you're listening to the archive on the internet, but if it's live. And even at other times, you may wish to call 512-472-5667. Because you may find that you will be in the airwaves, these airwaves right here, when you call and you speak, sound, emote, and otherwise communicate things that fit over the phone, they will be expanded back out here and outward through the transmitter and back into your radio, and then you can hear it, and that is why you might do it. There are other reasons too. Please call up and let me know what those reasons are. 512-472-5667. You will be placed directly on the air.
Misunderstanding. Rebuke the inauguration.
Beginning today.
Rebuke the inauguration.
And let there be no misunderstanding. We are going to begin to act. A limited period of time. Why then should we think that collectively, as a nation, we're not bound by that same limitation? We must act today in order to preserve tomorrow.
5-7-6-8-9-1-8-3-5-8-7-5-1-2-4-7-2-5-6-6-7.
And let there be no misunderstanding. We're going to begin to act, beginning today.
Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot. Her daughter, in turn, was born with a deformed foot.
He lived in a shack, in a hut. He wore cast-off clothes. He hated his master. I say he hated his master. He was intelligent. That house Negro loved his master. But that field Negro, remember, they were in the majority. And they hated his master. When the house caught on fire, he didn't try and put it out. That field Negro prayed for a wind.
Are you ready to go again? I'm ready to go again. I'm gonna memorize all those names. I'm gonna load the smokestack high as an antenna. I'm gonna suck the bubble like an insect quiver. I'm gonna sharpen bells till they're tight as a windmill. I'm gonna cough some snot like there's no tomorrow. I'm gonna eat the fruit of a music bush. I'm gonna strike the cornbread and the buttermilk. Gonna search the shoulders of a long lost friend. Gonna shake the beard of a live oak tree. Gonna shave the hair on the Loch Ness Monster. Gonna save the coin in the wishing well.
Her daughter in turn.
Gonna scout the poems of the seventh grade.
Her daughter in turn.
Gonna stare at the clock for 100 years. No, 1,000 years. No. 100,000 years. No. 1,000,000 years. No. 1,000,000,000 years. No,
that's
a trillion
not what most
years.
Americans were hearing about U.S. nuclear tests, but that's not what most Americans were hearing about U.S. nuclear tests, but that's not what most Americans were hearing about U.S. nuclear tests, but that's not what most Americans were hearing about U.S. nuclear tests, but that's not what most Americans were hearing about U.S. nuclear tests.
4-7-2-5-6-6-7. 4-7-2-5-6-6-7 will be placed directly on the air.
Hearing about U.S. nuclear tests. But that's that's not what most Americans were hearing about U.S. nuclear tests and future use of atomic weapons.
Several decades. They will not go away in days, weeks, or months. Several decades. The economic ills we suffer have come upon us over several decades. The economic ills we suffer have come upon us over several decades. The economic ills we suffer have come upon us over several decades. The economic ills we suffer have come upon us over several decades. The economic ills we suffer have come upon us over several decades. The economic ills we suffer have come upon us over several decades. The economic ills we suffer have come upon us over several decades. The economic ills we suffer have come upon us over several decades. They will not go away in days, weeks, or months, but they will go away. They will go away because we, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done.
United States, David Byrne as Vice President. The B-52s were appointed to run a commission to start an ecological foundation to have alternative education centers headquartered in every state to teach kids reading and writing. He did this in the wilderness of Oregon after taking hiking and nature classes. In 1990, Jonathan Richmond's anti-smoking campaign helped 4 million people to stop smoking tobacco. In 1991, Hugo Largo opened an eco-tourist resort. They strengthened indigenous economies, new trade and commerce, and cultural capitals worldwide. In 1995, John Lennon was appointed Secretary of State by President Byrne.
1-2-4-7-2-5-6-6-7.
In 1997, K.D. Lang's vegetarian voice diet helped 20 million people to stay slim while singing.
Every game is mine. And you know when I was in school, we used to sing something like this. 4725667. You'll be on the air with others like yourself.
I'm working for the building. I'm talking about America. I'm a
leader has to decide what to be on the three, accidental, and will take just a minute. Besides, please press 1 on the touchdown ball.
Rivers pull cotton from the sky.
I'm sorry, calling from the TV. Here's Vin V.
Vin and Link Bond stand up to dance, but Flash folks possibly forget how to spar.
Beyond those moments, those monuments to heroism, is the Potomac River, and on the far shore, the sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses, stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. I'm told that tens of thousands of prayer meetings are being held on this day. For that, I'm deeply grateful. We are a nation under God, and I believe God intended for us to be free.
You deserve this last and greatest battle. In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Government is not the solution to our problem. This present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
As Reverend Clee pointed out, let your blood flow in the streets.
Blood flows in the streets. You're still listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Wherever and whenever you may be, in which and what and how, it's all about. And that's up to everything. And it's up to nothing else but everything in the present moment and in the other times. Thank you for listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, or doing whatever other thing with it that you have done, are doing, or have yet to do. If you are doing nothing, then thank you. And because it's Tuesday night, and because it is between the hours of 6 and 7 p.m., and because in an alternate universe, the webpage that you're visiting is counterfolk.com/last ever, and you're listening to this show 18 years in the future relative to the past, and going back 11 years at which point you will no longer be listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, and for that you may thank yourself, and I thank you as well. And I thank me. I think that covers it. Thank you for listening. Thanks for listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Comments may be directed most immediately on the telephone at 512-472-5667, and at other times and at all times, including this time, by email to ken@counterfolk.com, Or you may simply choose to listen to shows that have happened in the past, and you may hear today's show all over again in that way at the webpage at counterfolk.com/lastever, or search any search engine for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Until next Tuesday, from 6 until 7 p.m.
Stop at the wave of your hand.